Hello, my dear children, and welcome to your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are listening to the terribly exciting adventures of Draco the Dragon, along with his friends Ayan, Alina, Samir, Tolly, and Uncle Kabir. But after the last chapter, I am not sure if Alina can still be counted among their friends. She seemed to have joined their arch enemy, Fireball and Adar the Horrible, in their fight against Draco. In fact, in the last episode, Alina fought against all of them single-handedly and went away to Adar's secret fortress. The little group no longer had any doubt that their sweet Alina, the baby of the group, had turned against them and betrayed them for power. Ayan especially was really shook up. He could not understand how his sister could do this to him. The little group got together and tried to grasp the importance of what had just happened. Tolly had stopped breathing for almost 2 minutes, but finally woke up with a shuddering breath. They were all relieved. Uncle Kabir and Samir were livid with Alina and cursed her for betraying them all. Tolly was too weak to say anything and was just focusing on his breathing, while Ayan and Draco stood in shock. While Uncle Kabir performed healing spells on all of them and helped them regain their strength, Ayan and Draco told the group the reality of the situation. They informed them about how well guarded the secret fortress was and how Adar and Fireball had managed to put together an army of 5,000 modified soldiers. Each of these soldiers had the power of Draenor and night vision and were also very strong. They explained how Fireball was experimenting on them with his own blood to make them almost undefeatable. They also explained how they had seen Alina agree to join Fireball and Adar in exchange for being able to use her powers whenever and however she wanted, irrespective of who she hurt in the process. Uncle Kabir, Samir and Tolly were all very worried to hear this. The size of the enemy army was huge, and now they also had the most powerful sorceress in the world facing against them. If they waited for Fireball and Adar to complete their experiments and make their soldiers even more powerful, it would be impossible to ever defeat them. They had a slim chance of attacking and defeating them now if they had the element of surprise on their side. It would be a very difficult task, but they could at least try. Fortunately, they had told Alina that the hidden tunnels that led to the secret fortress were no longer usable. Therefore, there was a small possibility of them entering the tunnels undetected and take the fight to their enemies. They decided to fly to the secret fortress on Draco's back. Samir would stay back to guard the castle, while Uncle Kabir and Ayan would ride Draco. Tolly also insisted that he wanted to go. It would be a difficult ride for Uncle Kabir, but there was no other choice. They decided to fly out that day itself. Since Draco would have a lot of weight to carry, it would also take them 2 days to cover the distance instead of 1 day with only Ayan. They would rest on the second day inside the tunnels and launch their attack in the night. Hopefully, the surprise would help them quickly capture the fortress and they would have a chance of winning the war. Having packed enough supplies and weapons for all of them, the little group set off. Samir wished them a tearful goodbye and wished them lots of luck. He would protect the castle, their home, with his life while they were gone. As they progressed on their journey, Draco realized that carrying double the load was draining him of energy much faster. they stopped in a deserted area on their first night and built their camp and rested. On the second day, they reached near the secret fortress around dusk. Uncle Kabir held them all with an invisibility shield and they made their way through the tunnels. They would spend that night and the whole of the next day inside the tunnels, waiting, resting, healing, and getting ready for the battle to come. Finally, it was midnight. It was time to climb out through the tunnel into the secret fortress. The plan was for Draco to tackle Fireball, for Ayan to battle against Adar, and for Uncle Kabir to try to use a powerful enchantment spell on the huge Red Army to hypnotize and make them fall asleep so that they would not have to fight them at all. Uncle Kabir had carried all the ingredients and spent the entire day creating a powerful enchanting powder to control the enemy army. They just hoped that they would not run into Alina. None of them could bear the thought of hurting her in any way. Draco was the first one to go up the trapdoor onto the terrace once he had ensured with his Draenor that nobody was close by. It looked exactly like last time. Ayan and Uncle Kabir quickly followed Draco onto the terrace, with Tolly bringing up the rear. They were all protected by the cloak of invisibility. Strangely enough, as they walked across from one terrace to the other, they could not see any guards on patrol. Perhaps they were all being given the treatment that Adar was developing. They hurried towards the central courtyard of the fortress where they knew the soldiers stayed. And surely enough, as they looked down, they saw the entire army assembled there. They all looked still and deathly silent, standing at attention with glowing red eyes. Uncle Kabir had been prepared by Ayan, but on actually seeing them, the army was still quite scary. He motioned for Ayan and Draco to go ahead while he set up his equipment to disperse his magic powder into the whole courtyard. He would have to do it quietly and carefully so that each and every soldier could be hypnotized and put to sleep without causing any alarm. Ayan and Tolly mounted Draco and they flew off towards Adar's chambers. They were quite sure that they would find him and Fireball there. As Draco flew towards Adar's balcony, they realized that Adar, Alina, and Fireball were all in the same place having an intense discussion. As they heard the conversation, Ayan realized that Alina was giving them new ideas about making their army stronger. This finally made Ayan and Draco really angry with her. There had been no noise from the courtyard, so they assumed that Uncle Kabir's spell had done the trick. It was finally time for the surprise attack. Draco opened his mouth wide and spewed a column of fire at Fireball and Adar. Alina pushed off to the side as if by instinct, while the back of Adar's right arm was badly burnt as he didn't have enough time to protect himself. Fireball roared in pain and anger and turned to face them. Ayan and Tolly leapt off Draco's back onto the balcony while the two dragons faced off, showering each other with scorching jets of fire. Alina was crouched low and jumped up, aiming a kick straight at Ayan's chest, knocking him backwards, making him land flat on his back. Adar had just got ready for the fight and had started shooting spells towards Ayan and Draco both. Draco fended off Adar's spells using his tail, but he was concentrating on fighting Fireball, who seemed to have grown in power since their last fight. Ayan tried to engage Adar by launching himself at him with his sword. This gave Draco a better chance to focus on Fireball. Meanwhile, Alina had grabbed Tolly and was aiming a column of fire against the poor creature's shell. Ayan let out a howl of anger. His friend was surely about to die. He had to figure out how to save all of them. Nothing was going as per plan. I hate to leave you in suspense, but this is where today's episode comes to an end, children. I will meet you next time with the last and final episode in this season of Draco's Adventures. Until then, message me with what you think might happen. I would love to hear your ideas. So until next time, stay safe, be brave, and bye-bye.